Is there a particular recipe that you're fond of that you can maybe share with our listeners?
Oh my goodness, I love all my recipes. I love all my
Which
children.
child do you love the most?
Well, let me choose a traditional one, marranitos.
And anybody who goes to a Mexican bakery knows what a marranito is.
Right? Yes, I think too. I mean, they have taken different turns in the flavorings and the ingredients. I remember the taste of the marranitos, and so I have put the marranitos recipe in the book according to my testing of the flavors. I'm sure I baked it 12 times to get the right texture. I use bread flour instead of all-purpose flour because it makes the cookie more spongy. And for the flavoring, most people think it's ginger, but there is no ginger in marranitos. The flavoring comes from piloncillo. And so my recipe has piloncillo, a little bit of star anise, and black pepper. And the combination of these three really makes a beautiful taste that I remember, my body remembers. Always keep in mind, even though you may have lost a recipe, keep testing it because your body, your palate is going to remember it. You will know because your body tells you that you've got the right recipe. So that's one. That's the traditional one. I would say marranitos. And I don't know what another one would be. Shall we say tacos? Tacos suaves de picadillo. Soft picadillo tacos. Those are delicious. I soak the tortillas in a beef broth that is flavored really richly with the Trinity Texas Mexican spices. In Texas Mexican cooking, in the cooking of Mexican American families of the West Side, South Side, San Antonio, you have this Trinity. It's comino, black pepper, and ajo, garlic. Those three, formed into a paste in a molcajete, become the distinctive flavor of the Texas Mexican cooking of Mexican American families. And that's the flavor I use in this beef broth. I immerse the tortillas in it so that they become saturated with this. And then I roll them, I stuff them, I fill them with a little bit of the picadillo, roll them, and then serve them with a little bit more of the sauce on top. And there's no fat, there's no frying, and they're delicious. You top it off with a little bit of salad, real nice thin stripes of iceberg lettuce and diced red tomatoes. It's delicious.
I'm sort of fascinated by this idea of dousing tortillas. It's not really something that I'm familiar with when it comes to tacos. You know, usually the tortillas are fried, or, you know, if they are dunked in any sauce, it's going to be like with an enchilada. So when I had read some of your taco recipes that you're actually immersing your tortillas in broth or even water, doesn't that make them soggy?
Yes, it makes them nice and soft and pliable, which is the point. When you talk about enchiladas, you can compare them to two other tortilla dishes, entomatadas and enfrijoladas. In each of those three, enchiladas, entomatadas, enfrijoladas, the first is chile, entomatadas is tomato, enfrijoladas is beans. In each of those three, you take a tortilla and you submerge it, you immerse it into a broth or a sauce of either chile or tomatoes or beans. You dip them in there until they become saturated. That's why it's an entomatada or an enfrijolada. Sometimes they have enmolada, in which you dip them in mole. The whole point is an enchilada is a tortilla that is dipped, that is immersed and infused with the flavor of the chile sauce. That's an enchilada. So the fact that we stuff it simply adds to the flavors and the flavor contrast and textures. And this Tex-Mex version, where the sauce is not dominant, therefore it is not an enchilada. That's the big difference. That's a change that unfortunately has happened. Frying is not indigenous to us. It's a new technique. And so when you dip the tortilla to make enchiladas into oil first to soften it, that's new because we did not do that. All of the use of lard is new. Keep in mind that the pigs arrived in the 1600s. Before that, we didn't have pigs. And so the use of lard and frying is a very new technique to us, is a result of colonization. Colonization has very bad influences. It has some good influences. But pork and frying, high fat is a result of that. Almost everybody rolls, slides the tortilla through some oil before they roll it in order to soften it.
That's what I do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but why? Why?
Because that's the way I was taught.
Yeah, we were taught, right? Exactly.
Right.
We were taught that way. This is a new tradition that was taught to us, which is harmful. So I don't endorse passing the tortillas through oil. I would rather you pass them through the chile, which will soften it just the way the oil does, but it also adds all of this flavor and makes it a real enchilada. I have that recipe in my book. Try it. It's just wonderful.